Welcome back, everybody. The Slow Pitch Podcast. Lane, how are we doing over there today?
Doing great, Rob. How are you today?
I'm doing well. I am doing well. What are we talking about today?
So, Rob, I had this inbound call the other day, and the woman I spoke with, man, she just ruined my day. I did not want to take another call all day long. She was just, I guess the best word for it is belligerent.
Oh, wow. So she was not fun to deal with.
Not fun at all.
All right. So today, let's talk about how to deal with almost like belligerent people, people that are just unruly and very difficult to deal with when they call you or in a phone call if it goes sideways. We'll talk about that today. Let's get started.
This is the Slow Pitch Podcast.
All right. So, Lane, tell me a little bit about how this call went. I mean, you're saying she was a little bit belligerent. So kind of give me a little bit of background. What did she do? What was she trying to, why was it so belligerent? Like what happened? Did you like say something to make her mad? What happened?
No, she called up and she just right off the bat, she wanted a price for web design work. I've got a million and one questions I can ask to try to figure out what exactly you want, but she just wanted a price. She, you know, I told her that I got 100 questions. Okay. Well, ask your questions. So I'd ask a question very curtly. She'd answer it and say, what's the price? And it just went on like that for a long time. I can't just give you a price. I need to know what I'm getting into to be able to give you the price. What do you actually want or need? But she was, man, she just couldn't understand that I couldn't give her a price just off the bat.
Interesting. Okay. So it wasn't so much something you said. It was just they came at you really hot.
Yes, absolutely.
Okay. All right. So, and then you said you followed that up with, after you got off the phone, you didn't even want to call anybody else.
Yeah, no, that just ruined my day. I don't want to talk to anyone else after that.
Yeah, no kidding. All right. So that can be a very bad thing for somebody who's in sales, especially when you have to deal with the phone calls and make calls and receive more calls. That can really make your day difficult, particularly when you're trying to hit a certain number, I would guess, right? So how after the call did you get were you able to recover at all? Or were you just literally, that was it, no more the rest of the day?
Yeah, it was about halfway through the day. So I just called it quits on sales of the day and went and worked on other things.
So for anybody listening, that's got to be a little bit difficult. And I'm sure that anybody who's been in sales for any period of time, it's happened to you too. And I've been there and I had something like that happen a while back and it was not a pleasant experience. So let's talk a little bit about the mental side of it first, because I feel like some of this is mental, don't you? I mean, is this something that is recoverable? Can you recover or do you just have to wait till the next day and start all over again? What do you think?
No, it's absolutely recoverable. I just didn't know what to do to recover from it.
Yeah. Okay. So I think the goal then of this show then is to really figure out what are the tricks and tips to get recovered from a call that goes really bad. And I think knowing some of the background behind that helps a little bit. So knowing that you had a little bit of a difficult call when it came in is one piece, but it's not so much the content of that call that's important. It's how do you recover from there? How did you feel after that call? Kind of what were some of your feelings that you felt after you hung up that phone? Whether you were able to get anywhere with that call or you weren't able to get anywhere with that call, what were the feelings that came to your mind as you hung up that phone call?
Oh gosh. Well, I was extremely frustrated. She almost had me doubting, you know, my own ability to ask questions and get answers and price something. I mean, you know, it's just, it was crazy.
Yeah. Okay. And I would imagine that's normal for anybody. I know I felt that way when I've had this before too. I got to the point one time, and I don't know, tell me if this is something that you felt after the call too, but I felt very almost like angry to the point I wanted to yell at somebody or like, what is wrong with people out there? Right.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. I wanted to yell at her, but you know,
well, why didn't you? I'm just kidding.
That pesky little thing called professionalism, you know?
Yeah, there's that, I guess. There's that. I think the anger piece is one thing. So I think if you get angry after a call, I think the number one thing to remember is, okay, that's normal. You should feel that way because anytime somebody treats you that way, that's not right. Like that's somebody that looks down on you, right? That's what it feels like. And like, yep. you are beneath me. I'm even surprised I'm calling you because I don't really want to talk to people that are salespeople. I don't want to talk to you. And while that's nice for them, it doesn't feel good on our side. So I think the first thing to recognize is no matter how a call goes, the outcome of the call does not tie to your who you are as a person, if you will. And I don't know what other word to describe that with, other than who you are as a person is completely separate from any sale that you ever make. So whether you make the sale or you don't make the sale, you are still, in terms of a person, still a good person, right? Whether they feel like they're treating you in a bad way or they make you feel in a bad way, it doesn't really matter. You're still a good person. Does that make sense?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
So, and it sounds like a weird like statement to say, like, you know, you're still a good person. I guess what I mean by that is your value as a person and the value that you're bringing in sales and the value that you're bringing outside of your sales role is a value that's different than what this person is treating you. And you have to remember that. So when you get done with a call like that, you have to think about, I mean, so let me back up a little bit. If you read Stephen Covey's book, The 7 Habits of Highly Effective People, you'll see that there's a way of you looking at your life in terms of roles that you play and the goals that you want to set. Well, I want you to look at sales the same way. So you have a sales role, and then you have roles within your sales role, and then you have your role outside of sales. So when you're not on your calls or when you're not in your sales role, your role as a father, your role as a friend, your role as a, whatever your roles are outside of that job are still there, and they don't affect that, and they should never affect that. So you got to keep those things separate. And it's kind of a weird saying, but there's a saying of keep each role separate in terms of your emotions and in terms of your view of how you are in the world. So you can be a great father and still be poor at sales, or vice versa. You can do those things, one thing poorly, you can do one thing really well, but they should be independent of each other. Do they affect each other? Yes. So if you're not doing well in your job, they can affect other areas of your life, but you can't let them overflow emotionally, meaning I can't do this, therefore I can't do that, because they're totally independent. Does that make sense?
Yeah. So you're saying I need to be multi-personality.
Yes. You need a multi-personality. Yes. A personality disorder is what I'm saying. You should develop. That should protect you just fine. So I mean, I don't know how long it's going to take for you to do that. I'm just kidding. But I think those are the first step, is recognizing that those two independent things are independent. They should remain independent. Does that mean you should just blow things off and say, forget it, I don't care about that? No, because it's hard to do. You can't really do that. So let's talk a little bit about some of the tricks to get you going again, because that's really some of the keys to this episode. So first of all, Lane, one of the things that came up was you said you didn't want to do any more calls. What stopped you from making another call? Was it, I just don't want to get on the phone again, I don't want to get yelled at again? What would be the feeling that you had that makes you stop making more calls?
Kind of a mix of things. You know, one, I didn't want to encounter that type of personality again that day. Yep. You know, I also knew that I just wasn't in a good headspace, and I don't want to subject someone I'm calling to my bad mood because of the way I was treated. So I just kind of felt that it's best for everybody all around if I just get off the phone for the day.
Yeah. Okay. So actually, that second one is very, very healthy in terms of, I know I'm not in a good headspace. So that's good, recognizing that's half the battle. Because sometimes, have you ever had it where a sales call comes in and they're trying to sell you and they just don't sound like they're very in a very good mood? Like they don't even feel like they should be there, and you can tell they've had a bad day.
That sounds like most of them, yeah.
Yeah. So when they do that, I feel like, boy, you should probably be doing something else, because if you were hating this call, then I don't feel like I'm going to treat you poorly, because I know what it's like to do that. I usually try to listen and make sure they're clear that, hey, I'm not interested when I get a call like that. But I also know that if you have a bad call and you're feeling that way, carrying that over to the next call is not good. So that kind of leads me to one of my tricks, is, if you will, is to basically stop calls for a few minutes. But I think it's more important to say this: don't just stop for the day and say, I'll get back to it at some point, because you won't. Set a timer, grab your phone or set a timer on your computer or whatever you need to do, but set a timer. And if you want to set it for 15 minutes, that's fine. Set it for 15 minutes, set it for 10, whatever that is, and get up. Get up from your desk, get up from where you're making your calls, and take a walk. 8 minutes away, 8 minutes back, you're back in front of your desk and you're ready to go with your calls or whatever that might be, right? So if it's 7 and 7, whatever your numbers are, go walk away from your desk that far for that many minutes and then walk straight back. And now your head will be clear. And you can, while you're on your walk on the way out, if you will. So if you're, some of you are working at your home, or some of you are working in an office, you stand up and walk away from your desk. And when you do that, all the distance that you travel on the way away from your desk is spent thinking about that call, what you could have done differently. So to me, it's like, boy, could I have said anything differently? Could I have approached that differently? Is there anything I could have said? And mentally think about what would I have done differently? What could I have done differently? That's on your way away from your desk. When you turn around to come back to your desk, that's when you think about your next call. What things did I learn from this one that I can apply to this call? So no matter what, whether it's an incoming call or an outgoing call, whatever you picked up from that other one, what was the thing that you learned? How am I going to incorporate that into my new messaging or my next message that's going to prevent that from happening? Or rather than just completely changing your script, maybe what you're doing is saying, all right, my script usually works. I hit one of these individuals because they're out there. They're not out there all the time. Take that person and say, when that person shows up in my call again, I need to do X, whatever that is that you walked away from your desk. So sometimes it's a matter of saying to that person, hey, I'm, and this is kind of one of those situations where when somebody's really giving you being belligerent, now I know that next time I have one of these, my fallback to their attitude is going to be, I don't know if that now sounds like a really good time to have talked to you because it sounds like you're pressed for time. When's the time that I can call you back again to set up a time? So we have enough time because I feel like I'm pressed for time on my side and you're pressed for time on your side. Is there a time that we can talk again? Especially when they're an incoming call. They wanted to call you anyway, right? When you now make that outbound call to them again, you now have the ability to say, all right, you've planned this. They know you're calling. You know you're calling. Everybody's ready. Their attitude is usually different. It's weird. I've done this. Their attitude is totally different. Almost like you're like, well, this is a different person. And sometimes it's not. But a lot of times it's a totally different attitude because they're not under the pressure of time. They thought it would just take a few minutes to get the answers. So that's one way to do it. When you finish your call, Lane, was there anything that you were able to get yourself back to the next time you had to make a call, whether it's the next day, the next week, whatever that was? Did you ever get to a point where you could say, okay, I'm just ready to go again?
Yeah, the next day I was fine. It was just kind of decompressing and just, you know, processing that and letting it go and just, all right, that was a bad call, on to the next.
Yeah. So time usually, like they say, time heals all wounds, right? So that fits with that. That's totally fine. And the next day it's okay. You forgot about what you went through the other day and let's go. So if that's the case, that's great. And then some people don't. So some people I've known that just couldn't pick up the phone after that. It was like, it shocked them. And they were like, I've never had anybody talk to me that way. And so if that's the case, I would recommend another trick, picking up the phone and calling someone that you know, somebody that can be a mentor, somebody that can ask you questions to make you get back on track. So what if you called somebody and you said, hey, I just had a really bad call. Do you have a minute? I want to talk to you. And this is something you'd have to plan ahead of time so that you know you have a mentor or somebody that you could talk to and just bounce off ideas or go through when you have a bad day. Hey, I need a push, you know, that kind of thing. And so when I have that, I call the person up and I say, I just had a really bad call. Can I tell you about it? And they go, yeah, tell me. You know, especially if they have the time. And I say, okay, here's what happened. They're like, oh, wow. How, what are you going to do now? And they just walk you through these questions of like, well, I don't know. I'm like stuck. I can't make a phone call. Well, why is that? Well, because I feel like it's going to happen again. I don't want to get yelled at again. Maybe I don't verbalize it that way. Maybe I say something else, but that person's drilling down questions to make me think about, now this person's kind of crazy. They shouldn't have treated you that way. You know, they shouldn't have treated you that way. And they're helping you get back on track. And so calling somebody can be very helpful. And I have two more tricks that I want to go through. I'm going to stop this conversation right now. If you're finding value in any one of our episodes, we want you to share it with somebody else. Just tell somebody, hey, go listen to these guys. This has been good. Second, give us a review. Tell us what you think. And the third thing, hit that subscribe button so that you always get updated every time we release an episode.
We'd really appreciate it. Now back to the show. All right, Rob, we're back. And you said you had two more tips for us. So what do you still have for us?
All right. So I think the next one would be starting a call a little differently. So I know we talked about walking away and coming back and you kind of learn from something, but now it's time to just kind of start a call a little bit differently. So by that, I mean, you've had an incoming call or you've had an outgoing call that didn't go well. All right. I wouldn't say change everything you do, but now's a good time to test something you've always wanted to try. So if you always wanted to try a call that says starts out one way that you've never done before, this might be the way to try it because you might find it's actually more effective. And some of that me being more effective may be because your attitude has changed. So what's going to happen when you flip your mind to saying, I'm going to try a call a little bit differently? Your brain is open to it's a new experience and it's a new thing. And they're not, your brain does not hang on to what happened before. It's like, no, this is a new thing. Right. This is a new way to start. So it's a mental trick that kind of makes you move forward and around that problem. And it can start a call differently. You might get a different result, and it's a test. So if it goes wrong, guess what your brain says?
Well, your brain tells you that was a test. It's because your whatever you were testing did not work well. It wasn't you.
Yeah, exactly. And it's not me. It wasn't, I was trying something new and that didn't work. Okay. Or guess what? Surprise, it worked. But now you're going to have to test it again over and over again to make sure that it continues to work. Just remember that. But now you have a new way of approaching something. So you can now have two ways or three ways or whatever those numbers of ways that you've developed of ways to approach the starting of a call. So when I've had these kinds of calls, I test something new. That's when I find I get the best kind of, hey, this is a little bit of a different twist to a way to start a new call so that it doesn't go sideways early. And it does work, and it gets your brain flipped so that it's in the right mindset versus hanging on to that old thing. The trick of walking away still helps, because if you walk away and then come back and try a new thing, that does make a difference. So keep that in mind. The second one that I wanted to cover was using what I call the 2-minute rule.
The 2-minute rule? What is that, Rob?
Yeah. Okay. All right. So the 2-minute rule is actually more simple than you think. This 2-minute rule is a kind of a new way to start a call. When you call the next person and you say, hi, my name is Rob. I am about to go through a quick little spiel. I'm starting a timer right now. I have 2 minutes to get through and see if you'd be interested in talking any longer. And you know what? At the end of 2 minutes, you're welcome to tell me to go away. Are you interested? Most people will say 2 minutes, or you could say 60 seconds, however you want to do it, but two minutes max. And most people will go ahead, because they know it's your job. They know. I've even done it as simple as something like this. Hey, I have about 60 to 90 seconds to say what I need to say from a sales perspective. This is a cold call. You know it's a cold call. I know it's a cold call. We all hate them. But if you give me 60 seconds, I'd like to go through it. And then, you know what? At the end of the 60 seconds, I think you're a good person to talk to, but you may not. And I would love to have you tell me no if it's not. Is it okay if I do my 60 seconds?
Yeah, I'd let you go ahead and do it.
Yeah, it's kind of a challenge at that point, right?
Yeah, it's hard to say no to 1 to 2 minutes, because at least you know, okay, there is light at the end of the tunnel. I can get out of this pretty easily without being rude, and I'm not going to waste all my time. And you know, there's always the odd chance that I might be interested in what you're trying to sell me.
What if you called me and said to me, I want 60 to 90 seconds. This is a challenge, basically, what we just talked about. And I say to you, nope. No, thanks. Do you take that personally, or do you say, okay, thanks for your time? How does that make you feel? Like, let's try it, Lane.
Hey, is this Rob?
This is.
Hey, Rob, my name's Lane. Hey, look, I know you weren't expecting my phone call here. I would love just to take 60 seconds and just tell you what I'd like to explain to you. And at the end of that, you can just tell me to go away if you're not interested. Otherwise, we can talk for a couple more minutes.
Nope, not interested. Thanks.
All right. Have a nice day.
Simple, right? How do you feel?
Yeah.
Do you feel angry? Like, do you feel mad?
They were really mean to me.
That was not that mean. Come on. I mean, I just said no. And it's okay, fine. Like, what is that? No skin off my back. I got another call to make. That's fine.
I'd rather have the quick no than.
Yeah. And the other thing, you can end your statement of the 60 to 90 seconds, whatever that might be. And we can continue talking, or you can say, even this is the other thing that can add a layer onto this, is say, you know, instead of saying we can continue talking, you can say, or we can, you know, at the end of that 60 seconds, if you decide we should talk some more, we could schedule a time for like another 15 minutes. And that's all. After 15 minutes at that point, you can hang up on me and then too, but we'd have to schedule it, because I don't want to take too much. I'm surprising you right now. I'd rather, you know what I mean? Like, it gives them the option of saying, oh, you know what? I am interested. This is a problem we're having. And you go to your 60 second commercial that we've developed in early on in this podcast, and they go through that statement and they think to themselves, yeah, this is something we need to talk about. We've had that problem. Let's talk. Okay. When's a good time to talk? Even if you went through your 60 seconds and they said, yeah, let's talk. Even if you haven't said, hey, we can schedule a time, you can say, okay, well, when's a good time to talk? Cause I know I surprised you. I don't want to assume that we can talk right now. And they may go, no, now's actually a good time. Oh, now you got somebody that can talk. Or they may go, I know, I was just getting ready to walk into a meeting. So all of those options are available to you. But getting yourself in the right mindset and getting yourself shifted away from the negativity is half the battle. Because if you are in that negative zone, just like you said earlier, you're doing yourself you're doing the potential client or the potential customer a disservice, they're going to hear it in your voice. They're going to know that you've been beat up and they don't want to deal with you either then, right? And if you do it where you break away, you reset, you get going, you'll be fine. You'll get back on track in your life. You might even close another sale. I hope that was helpful. What do you think? Does that help you, Lane, with what you went through?
Yeah, I think that definitely helps. That would help me get back on track to make another call same day and just move on.
Yeah. And you don't have to make a ton more. So good. All right. Glad it was helpful. Until next time, Lane, we'll see you later.
See you later, Rob.
Thank you for listening to The Slow Pitch. Do you have a question about sales? Call or text your question at 608-708-SLOW. That's 608-708-7569. Or you can email them to questions@theslowpitch.com. Slow down and close more.